find my love when I woke up this morning. And I will to say good morning, dear, before I go to bed. Though I hate to lay my head down without you to hold my hand, I'll be back where I belong after I roam this foreign land. Half a world away from the light that guides my way. Baby, in my mind, I can't feel you by my side even from half a world away. Even from half a world. Just drifts away from the moment that I hear your voice with every word you say. You're my first thought when I wake, then in everything I do. And each time I close my eyes, I dream a highway back to you. Half a world away from the light guides my way. Baby, in my mind, I can't feel you by my side even from half a world away. Even from half a world away. I'm so so every essence of my spirit cries, the further out I go. But we're getting so much closer, nearly seven sleeps to go. I'm just missing you so madly, keeper of my heart and soul. Half a world away from the light guides my way. Baby, in my mind, I can't feel you by my side even from half a world away. Even from half a world away. Half a world away from the it's my way. Baby, in my mind, I can't feel you by my side even from half a world away. Even from half a world away. Even from half a world away.
That was Half a World Away by Nation of Two, a folk duet from Manitoba made up of Nathaniel Good and Jesse Havey. She is also a member of Winnipeg's iconic folk band, The Ducks, and both of her projects will be performing at the Heart of the Nation Music Festival to be held in Manitoba this July. I spoke with Jesse over Skype. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I grew up in a very musical family. Yeah. My mom and dad are both folk musicians, but going further back, my mom's mom she got into opera school, some scholarship in the States somewhere, but she had met my grandfather and decided to have a family instead. But yeah, I've been singing since I was little with my family, and it's just always been a part of my life. My mom's really involved in the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which is how we know the Podolics. So it's just been a big part of my life, always.
You just mentioned the Podolyks, so we'll talk a little bit about the Ducks. You've done so much with them, toured the world, released several albums, and won Grammy and Juno Awards. What are you most proud of accomplishing as a member of that band?
Well, I guess, I mean, the Grammy nomination for the, like, for our own track was cool, and being a part of that Stephen Foster tribute that won the Grammy. But I guess I'm most proud of the fact that we were so young and that we went so hard. I don't know that I've ever met another band that toured and worked as hard as we did. And it was really just a labor of love. We were not making money. And yeah, I'm proud of how hard we worked.
Tell me the story of how you met Nathaniel and how the two of you came to form Nation of Two.
Well, I guess maybe the thing that I'm most grateful for with the Ducks was that they're the reason that I met Nathaniel. There was a festival in Florida that the Ducks would play twice a year at the Spirit of Suwannee Music Park. That was just outside of St. Augustine, Florida. And we became really close friends with a family that was involved in the festival. And when Nathaniel moved from West Virginia, he lived with them for a little while. And they told me when the Ducks went back one time that there was someone that I had to meet, and and that he was really cute and played guitar. And then they were having a house party and he was there and we met, and that apparently at that party I said something to him like what did I say? Like, hey, Studley, or something. I don't know. He tells me these things that I said after, and I'm like, wow, I was bold. But yeah, so I guess I started working on it a lot earlier. And then there was another time when, a different time that I was in town visiting, and he was on his way to playing a show, and I rolled down the window and said, hey, we're coming to your show. Try not to suck. He said that's when he knew. That's when he knew when I started taking the piss out of him. So anyway, we met through those friends, and he had a girlfriend at the time, but they told me to just give it some time because that wasn't gonna last. And and lo and behold, there was another time that we went back to Florida a few years later, and the Ducks had played a festival at some friends of the Ducks, some family were getting married, and they hired us to play at their wedding, and it was in Key West. And because I was so close to my friends in Florida, I took the Greyhound there, and they picked me up at the bus station. And of course, we'd been giddy texting each other back and forth leading up to this, but they picked me up at the Greyhound station and said, we can't believe that we forgot to tell you this, but we just realized Nathaniel's single and we're driving him to this show in Jacksonville tomorrow. So pretty much like, there's that, that's going to happen. You're welcome. And yeah, it pretty much was a done deal from that car ride on.
You released your debut EP, Spirit and Mind, in 2017. Is there a theme to those songs?
Well, really, it's sort of just like the story of the beginning of our relationship. Like, it's sort of the soundtrack of our courtship. It's sort of like a modern version of love letters. We would send these songs to each other via like voice memo while we were long distance. Like, I'd be on the road with the Ducks and he was still living in Florida. And so we'd send these songs back and forth to each other. And then, you know, every once in a while I'd give him a suggestion or he'd give me a suggestion. But yes, those ended up being the songs on the EP.
You debuted your song, It's About Time, at your wedding.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song.
It was, so he finished it maybe he was almost done. And I said, okay, maybe this is crazy, but what if you try to finish it for our wedding reception and then we play it there? And leading up to then, we hadn't really been sure whether we were going to actually play a song at our reception. But yeah, so he finished it like the day before and we played it at the reception, and it was pretty, pretty special and just kind of a nice thing to share with everyone who came out to celebrate us.
Tell me just how long has it been, dear, since we said hello, since last we were here. I have had these thoughts, mostly I dismiss that I must admit looked a lot like this.
It's the smallest things make this whole world shake, hanging by a thread at the arrival's gate. Oh, the night is long, it's getting late, floating through empty space down the interstate.
Let's give the game, it's overplayed. I lied about my walls, I think you should stay. See where this goes, we both know it. It's about time, it's about time I surrender, made up my mind for the last time. It's about time.
We've paid our dues, suffered defeat, had to walk both ways down our own dead end streets.
You've got your past, I know I've got mine. Let's take what we can use, leave the rest behind. See where this goes,
I think we both know it. It's about time, it's about time I surrender, made up my mind for the last time. It's about time.
It's about